In France, restaurants are beginning to reopen this week. They have been closed for more than 2 months because of the coronavirus. This is a country, of course, where food is central to the culture, and so this moment could not have come soon enough. Here's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley from Paris.
Since restaurants in Paris were allowed to reopen with outdoor seating, it seems every sidewalk cafe here is filled with diners relishing their newfound freedom. Tom Demetre joined a group of friends for dinner under the red awning of his neighborhood restaurant, Le Gourmand.
Ça fait plaisir, c'est cool. Ouais, on attendait ça, ouais.
We've been waiting for this, Demetre says. We had to stay away for 2 months. He adds that for Parisians who don't have yards or gardens, outdoor cafes are essential. When French restaurants were forced to close on March 15th, some switched to takeout. That was easy enough for those serving burgers or crepes. But if you're a Michelin star chef,
Eleanor with la Radio Publique Americaine.
Ah, d'accord. Okay.
Guy Savoie has 3 Michelin stars and is among the world's most celebrated chefs. But on this day, he's wearing a face mask instead of a chef's hat. Savoie's 4 Paris restaurants are still empty because he has no outdoor seating. But his kitchens are starting to hum again.
Moi, j'étais dans un mal-être total, d'être dans l'inaction.
I was in a total malaise and felt so helpless. I knew I had to get back into action.
When France came out of lockdown on May 11th, Savoie says he did the unthinkable. He began preparing takeout orders. While it's not profitable, it has at least let him bring back part of his staff, reassure his suppliers, and most importantly, keep a link with his customers.
C'est un moment, bien sûr, festif, que l'on attend.
Virginie de Beauchamp is one of those customers. She was thrilled to be able to serve Savoie's signature artichoke soup with truffles at her husband's birthday dinner at home. But it wasn't the same as eating at Savoie's restaurant, which she calls a festive special moment.
Les restaurants, bars et cafés, ils ouvriront avec des restrictions temporaires.
Prime Minister Edouard Philippe gave the go-ahead for French restaurants to open as long as tables are kept 3 feet apart. And if you get up from your table, you must put on a face mask.
Bonsoir Philippe Etchebest.
Bonsoir. Donc maintenant, ça va pénaliser aussi ceux qui n'ont pas de terrasse. Vous voyez, on revient au maître.
Another star chef, Philippe Etchebest, told an interviewer that the continued ban on inside dining in Paris unfairly penalizes restaurants with no outdoor seating. And he said having to keep tables a meter apart will push many tiny bistros out of business. Some analysts estimate a quarter of the country's 160,000 restaurants will not make it. But Guy Savoie says many will adapt and survive.
C'est dans ce pays qu'est né un art de vivre autour de la table. Aussi bien le petit bistrot de quartier, la terrasse.
It's here in France that the art of living around the table was born. From the neighborhood bistro to the outdoor cafe to the gastronomic temple where you celebrate an important occasion.
All that will come back just the way it was, says Savoie, as soon as this virus disappears. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.